Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Erev, and daf Lamed Vav, and we are on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. On the bottom line, as we continue in measuring the tchum of a city, Ketzad Ma'abrin, whether this is a din d'araisa or pashas a din d'rabanan, as we said, most Rishonim hold it's a d'rabanan, the 2000 amos, the Yud Beis mil, that is a machlokas, but we assume it's a d'rabanan. So how do you do this measuring of this din d'rabanan, even though it's alluded to in the pasuk where we had the psukim earlier, al yeshev ish al teitzei ish memkomo, and a person should stay in their places. And so we had earlier at least a remez to these psukim and these shiurim that we had earlier. That was the beginning of the parak that we had back on Daf Chaf Ches Mabez. We had Shvu Ish Tachtav and Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo. Those were the Ramazim to these Shi'urim. So the Gemara says here on Lamed Hey Mabez, Tani B'Shem Reb Yuda, Af Zizeha Uksaleha Hayu Nimda Denima. When you measure the edge of the house, let's say you have a ledge, you have a porch that's sticking out. So you measure from there. You measure the tum from there. That's considered part of the house. You don't go from the wall of the house. You even go from the ledge. Or what if the one of the walls is thicker than the other side? So you measure from the thicker wall. That's all included in the measurement. Boy Ravoshia, Avir Chatzer, Maushi Yamadima. What if at the edge of the city you have a house, but it has a yard? The yard is at the edge of the city. So do you measure from the house? Do you measure from the yard? Is the yard considered residential? And you measure from the yard. So Nishmini Min Ada, let's try to prove it from the following Tosefta. The Tosefta says, Baisha Nifratz, if you have a house on the edge of the city, Meiruach Nifratz, Meiruach Achaz, that one of the walls of the house broke off and now it only has three walls. Nimdarima, that's still considered a house, and you measure from that house. Mishdei Ruchos, Ein Nimdarima, but if it's broken from two walls, there are two walls of the house that are broken down, then that's not called a house anymore. Therefore, you don't measure from it. A nim darima is not really usable. Rabbi Avin b'shem Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Avin said the name Rav Yehuda b'shem nitlo karaso. This is all only if the roof was taken off. Avalam lo nitlo karaso nim darima. But if even if it lost two walls, but if the roof is still there, then it's still usable as a house, and therefore nim darima it could be measured with the tchum. So that's all the Tosefta and Rav Yehuda's comment about the Tosefta. So now the Gemara's Bedayik. Im b'shinit lo karaso. If the roof is taken off, so in the case the roof is taken off and there are two walls missing, so we're saying it's not measured. So lo ka'avir chatzer. Who isn't that like an avir of a chatzer? Isn't that like the air of a chatzer? Right? If it doesn't have a roof and there's two walls missing, says the Karbana Eda, Bitmiya, Afilu Hachi, Miruach Achas, Nimdadimo. But still, if it's only broken from one side, it's Nimdad. If it's surrounded by three walls, it's still Nimdad with it, even without a roof. Same Kain, Huad, then Avira Chatzer Nimdadimo. So it should be just like the Chatzer, just like the house. What did the Gemara say? If it's missing the roof, the whole roof came down. So it depends if it's missing one wall or two walls. But if it's only missing one wall, so then it is still measured with it. So the Karban Eda assumes that's the type of chatzer we're talking about. Talk about a chatzer surrounded by three walls. So it should be the same thing. Should be nimdarima. So isn't this the same thing? So the Gemara says, no, maybe there's no raya. Maybe taman by a house, it's different. Hukaf lebeis dira. The house was originally hukaf to be residential. Bramhacha lo hukaf ledira. A house that was meant to be residential from begin with, says the Karban Eda. Taman by hukaf ledira. Hilkach meiruach achas nimdadima. If it's hukaf ledira, so if it's missing one wall, it's nimdad. Avol chatzer shelo hukaf ledira, afilo meiruach achas nimdadima. Maybe a chatzer is worse. A chatzer was never created to be the type of private residential area like the house would be, and therefore maybe it's not nimdad. A house is meant to be a beis dira. So a house, even if you have some residual, it's still called a dira. Mashein came by a chatzer. A chatzer was never in that case. Right? You might have said the opposite kind of svara. Right? The Gemara here, at least the way we're reading it, the Karban Eda says a house, because a house is made for residential, so once it's, even though it gets somewhat broken down, it retains its dira element. Mashenki and a chatzer, even if you have the exact same configuration for a chatzer, you don't have a roof and you're missing one wall, maybe the chatzer is worse. Maybe the chatzer wouldn't be nibdad with it because it was never meant. Right? We do have the svara sometimes that if you have something that's a higher standard, so once it loses a certain element, then it's even worse than other things that never had that. Right, so you might say a bias because it has such potential to be so private. So when it loses the wall, it's even worse than the chatzer. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara, according to this reading, says that no, a house is still a house with missing a wall is still better than a chatzer without missing a wall. But we do have the svara, sometimes the opposite, that if you have something that again has tremendous potential, once it loses the uniqueness of its potential, then it's worse than even not having that potential. I mean, that's what the Maharal discusses, why Bnei Yisrael are compared to birds. We're compared to birds. And in Netzach Yisrael, one of the monumental works of the Maharal, he has there in Perek Yudalid, where he talks about the godless of Bnei Yisrael. He starts off talking about that Gemara Ksubis in the Bavli on Daf Samach Vav. B'shasa Chorban, when the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aser B'yochanan ben Zakkai she'yarochiv al hachamor v'yayotzi min Yerushalayim. B'yochanan ben Zakkai, the leader of the Am Yisrael at that time, was riding on a donkey going out of Yerushalayim. V'yotamidam malchan acharav, and his talmidim were following him. Ra'a riba achas she'isa malaketes se'orim b'ben glale behemtan shal arviim. He saw a young lady who was collecting barley. Barley is not even grain. Collecting barley, which is animal fodder. Where was she getting it from to eat? From amongst the dung of the animals. Right? She was collecting this barley to eat. Disgusting. But Kivin Sharaso, so once she sees him, once she sees Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in his atva beside Ravam Delafanov, she covered herself and she speaks to him. Amrlo, and she says, Rebbe Parnaseni, she says, Rebbe, please give me something. Amrla Biti Batmian. And he asks, who are you? And she says, I am the daughter of Nachimon ben Gurion, one of the greatest, most affluent, wealthiest of that time. Yochanan ben Zakkai hears this, that this is where the Jews have reached, and he says, Ashreichem Yisrael, bizman shatem osim mitzono shel makom, ein kal uma v'lashon sholei pachem, when you follow the Ratzon Hashem, nobody's above you. And when you don't do the Ratzon Hashem, nimsarim b'yaruma shvela, and not just in uma shvela, but behemtan shel uma shvela. So there's much to talk about in this Gemara, but what the Maharal is bothered by is by the first two words of the Gemara. Ashreichem Yisrael. Why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai introduce this? Right? He could have just said, oh, look, when we don't follow the Ratzon Hashem, we have churban and look how low we get. Why is that Ashreichem Yisrael? Why is that praiseworthy? Why is that? Why did he start off with that? So the Maharal explains because it just shows that Bnei Yisrael, we have such potential to fly, but when we don't fulfill our potential, we're even worse than not having the potential in the first place. And he says that's why Bnei Yisrael are compared to birds. Why are we compared to birds? Atar re'ei v'havein ki himshul Yisrael la'of. Ki ha'of eino kol kach homri, she'en lo avos achomer. Right, a bird, out of all the animals, it's somewhat more spiritual. It flies, it goes up to the heavens, unlike every other animal. If it was very gas and very physical, it wouldn't be able to fly. Because its physicality would weigh it down. But a bird is not so chomri dick. And that's why he says, if you have a bird whose wings are broken, so that bird's not going to survive so long if it's walking around. Why not? Right? Why is it worse than a tiger or a lion that never had wings? No, because this bird had wings, and because that's its mahus, once its wings are gone, then it's going to die soon. So he says, that's Bnei Yisrael. We have wings. We have ability to be so high. And if we don't use our wings and our wings are broken, then we're even worse. But that's the Ashreichem Yisrael, because he sees how low we are, but that reflects how high we can get. And that's what the Maharal explains. So that's kind of the opposite type of svara than the Gemara has here. Again, the Gemara has here that says, if it was already made for a dira, like a house, then even if it's missing the roof and the wall, it's still enough to be nimdad. Masha'en kein by a chatzer, or it was never in that case. But I'm just saying that you do have the svara sometimes that if you have something that is so high, once it loses anything from that element, that it's even worse. Right? Then maybe just one other example of this, and that's the Meshechachma. The Meshechachma in Bishalach, where the Meshechachma is bothered by, what all the Mefarshim are bothered by, the Rambam. The Rambam, when the Rambam describes the Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha L'Shaita, the Kitzel L'Asil Lavo, the Rambam describes how the first Kedusha left when Bavel conquered, because that Kedusha was based on Kibush. with Yeshua ben Nun, and Kibush could be undone by Kibush. But the second Kedusha was created by Chazaka, by settlement, by Nehemiah and Ezra and Bnei Yisrael, and that cannot be done by undone by Kibush. So all the Mefarshim wonder, what's the difference? Why is the second Kedusha eternal, not like the second? So all the Mefarshim give different pshatim why the second one was stronger. The Meshech Chachma, though, is the only one that has exactly the opposite. He says, because the first one was stronger, so therefore once it was more intense, so once you stick a needle into it, then it like loses everything. Masha'en came the second Kedusha, which wasn't great in the first place, so if it lost a little somewhat, so it still could stay. And that's what the Meshech Chachma describes here in B'Shalach, in Tezvav Tezayin, on the Pasuk of Ad Yavar HaShem, Ad Yavaram Zukanisas. He quotes two examples from Shas. He says, if you look in Bechoros on Daf Mem Zayin, the Gemara says, a Levia, a Bas Levi, that was Nivala Lapasala, she could still eat Maiser Rishon. But a Kohenes, that was Nivala Lapasala, she's like a Yisraelis. She's like a Yisraelis. Why? A Kohenes starts off higher. She does the same exact thing as the Levia. But because the Kohenes has higher Kedusha, the greater they are, the harder they fall. And therefore, she's even worse than a Levia that did the same thing. Or he also quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Tezayin that talks about if you have areas of letters that were rubbed out in the Torah, how does that connect to areas around the letters, the margin, which never had letters? So the Meshech Chachma writes, based on the Svar of the Gemara, it could be that the margin has even more Kedusha. If you had Makam Osios and that got rubbed out, that's totally nothing anymore. Masha'enki, in the margin of the letters, right, that had Kedusha. Nimsa, says the Meshech Chachma, the Kibush Eretz Yisrael Haya Al Yidei Ha'aron. Kain Beis HaMikdash Haya Gili Shechina, the first way. Lachen Ki Chata Yisrael Paka Kedushasam Lagamrei. That's why the Kedusha totally leaves. Vavikilu Lo Nechbeshu. Ava Bayesheni, Shlo Haya Kibush Haya Aron. Bayesheni, which was a lower level Kedusha, so therefore, there was no Shechina, and therefore it wasn't high in the first place. and therefore, it would be like the Levia, Sheneva Lapasala, that retained some Kedusha. So again, I'm just bringing that as an example of the opposite that the Svara, then the Gemara gives the Svara here. Again, the Gemara, the Svara said this, Gemara here gives the Svara of, if you have a house that's missing the roof and the wall, it still could retain a higher level of residence, and it could be Nimdarima, unlike a chatzar, which was never in that case in the first place. Okay, says the Gemara. Last few lines before the Mishnah, Ukshumodeid, when we measure, we said you put a square around the city. You go to all the edges of the cities and all the protrusions and all the towers and all the ruins. As we said, you go all the way around them and you do a square, ukshu modeid. But the Mishnah, the Gemara just says, when you measure, lo ye modeid min ho'emsoi. You don't measure, you have the city, you don't draw a square going diagonally 2,000 amos in all directions, right, to the northeast and the southwest and, you know, to going to all the directions. Because that won't give you as much area as you could have. What should you do? Ela min akronos. What you should do is, if you go 2,000 amos directly, north to south, east, west, so then the corners, the diagonal is going to be more than 2,000 amos. If you went to the corners 2,000 amos, then directly north, south, east, west would be less than 2,000 amos. But if you go straight 2,000 amos and connect those points, so that's going to be bigger. And that's why, look at all these cases, we are mekel, lechora, because chumen are all derabanan. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah. We mentioned this Mishnah earlier with Rabbi Meir, but we asked Rabbi Meir, the Gemara asked before, does Rabbi Meir add in a karpef even if there's an ibur or not? But here's the main din. Nosten karpef liyadei Rabbi Meir. Meir says that you measure the tchum of a city after another 70 and two-thirds. 70 and two-thirds amos. Outside of a city, the karpef, which is an area that's used for different purposes. We have the sugi earlier of karpef shalohu kafladira. But Meir says the tchum starts 70 and two-thirds amos out of the city. The chum omrim not true. The chum say that's not true. Karpef isn't an automatic extra outside the tchum. Lo amru b'karpef ela b'bein shtei ayaros. Racham say that Karpef is only something that's used to unite and connect two different cities. The Pashup Shad is that this is all a hemshech of the Chacham Mishita. We'll see in the Gemara there's a day or not. Im yesh lozushim v'mayim v'shirayim, lozushim v'mayim v'shirayim. The Chacham is still talking. If you have up until 140 or so amos between two cities, atzakarpev l'shteyim li'oskachas, then you can connect the two. You can connect the two. And that's all. It's not by one city. And there, but it's by two cities. If you want to connect them, that's where you have the idea of Karpef. And that's what we paskin, right? The Rambam says in here in Parak Dalet Halacha Hey, where the Rambam talks about the Shiurim and how you measure, says the Rambam. Here Parak Chavches Halacha Hey. This is the Parak about where the Rambam talks about Tchum. The Parak's called Kol Beis Dira. Kol Beis Dira Halacha Aleph Shehu Yotzei Min Hamadina Maya Beino LeBein Hamadina Shiv Amba V'Shnei Shlishi Ama Ashu Tzela. If it's within 72/3 Amos, Hariyum Mitzdarif LeMadina V'Nechsham Imena Ukshemod Din La Apayim Ama L'Chaburuch Modin Chutz Be Beis Dira Zu. You always measure from outside. V'Chem Beis HaKnesses. And then it says the Rambam says the following are not Mitzdarif, but Halacha Hey Hayu Shtei Ayaros Zu Smucha LeZu Emiyesh Beinei Meya V'Arban Ba'Achas V'Shlish 141 and a third. And they each have 70 plus. Chosh v'nshtem ki yarachas. V'nimsi is kol ir mehen mahalechas as kol ir hashnia v'chutzala alpayim ama. So the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim against Rebbe Meir. The Mishnah continues and says, and also, I don't know if you only have two cities, but v'chein shlosha k'farm hamushulashim. If you have three cities that are mishulash. We'll see in the Gemara, there's a machlokas, whether this means three in a line or three in the triangular shape. Im yesham shnayim hachitzon nemei avarban va'achas v'shalash. If the two outer ones are within 141 and a third, meaning each one has 70 plus. So im soya shlosh on liyos echad. If the two outer ones can it by, and we'll see what this means. This could mean by inserting the middle one, the two outer ones don't have more than this shear away from the middle one, so then you can look at all of them as one big happy city, and in that way, what make one Erev for one tchum for all of them. Period. Nosa karpev liyir v'chulu Rav Chunin b'shem Rav Remeir v'Rabbanan mikra echad darshin Remeir who say there's an automatic karpev, and the Rabbanan who say there's no automatic karpev. They both darshin it from the same pasuk. And again, if this is all the Rabbanan, it's an asmachta. Remeir darish. Remeir darshins by the cities of the Levian. Mikir ha'ir v'chutza. What the pasuk says, pasuk at the beginning of the pasuk, migrashei ha'arim asher titnu levim, the migrashim, the areas of the cities that you give to the levim, mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef amas aviv. Right from the wall going out, it's 1,000 amas. There's really 2,000 amas. The first 1,000 are migrash, the last 1,000 are noi. So what do you darshin from that phrase of mikir ha'ir v'chutza? From the wall, the city, and out. So Remeir darish mikir ha'ir. Remeir says you go from the wall of the city. Mata malomar v'chutza. Obviously, if you're measuring from the wall of the city, what's the v'chutza and further out? So migashos and karpev la'ir. So that's where Remeir darshin is. The v'chutza must be saying you don't measure from the city wall. Mikir ha'ir, you measure out. V'chutza, and sometimes you measure even further out from that, and that would be the karpev. That's how the Remeir darshin is the pasuk. Rabbanan darshin, Rabbanan say no. V'chutza that you darsh, you just go outside the city. V'chutza, that v'chutza is referring to a different case if there are two cities. Mata malomar mikir ha'ir ela mikan she'inos and karpev la'ir. They darsh in that mikir ha'ir is the normal case. You measure from the city the 2,000 amos from the wall, and once in a while v'chutza further out. That's only in the case where you would have two cities and you have to measure in between. That would be the different ways to darshan the pasuk. Says the Gemara now. So getting back to the Rabbanan and the Mishnah. So the Pashup Shad of the Rabbanan and the Mishnah is that Karpev is only relevant for two cities, connecting two cities. And if you have 141 and a third, amos, and no more than that between the two cities, then you can view them all as one. So that's the Pashup Shad. Hada Amra, says the Gemara, the simple Pshat, Shinozen Karpev Fleir, is that you give a Karpev to each and every city, meaning total 141 in the middle. The Gemara says it might not be that way. Rav Yaakov bar Acher, Bavuna, Rav Nachum, B'shem Shmuel bar Abba, Salkas Masnisa, the Mishnah has been completed. What does that mean? If you look on the Pnei Meir, what the Gemara is rejecting is that, don't think that the Mishnah says Beferish, that according to the Rabbanon, 141. No, 70 and two-thirds. 70 and Shiraim. That's the only amount that you could have in between two cities to connect them. Meaning, if you read the Mishnah, the Chachamim Shita ends earlier. If you look back to the Mishnah, the Chachamim say, Lo Amr B'Karpev El B'Shtei Ayaros. Karpev is only by two cities. Period. The next line of the Gemara, of the Mishnah, Yesh Lazu, that's going back to Remeir. That even Remeir would agree that you can connect two cities if you have 140 in the middle. That's how you would read the Mishnah. Right? If you look in the Pnei Meir here, Pnei Meir is also a running commentary, on the Yerushalmi. So if you look here in the Pnei Meir, that's how he reads the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha ba Lidchos, de ein raya mi masnisan. But it's no right from the Mishnah that according to the Chachamim, it's 70 plus for each city. What does it mean? Salkas Masnisa, the Mishnah finishes there. Klomar, Divrei Chachamim Nigmarim Sham. The words of the Chachamim finish there. That's Rabbi Meir, and we had a similar idea in Masechah Shabbos. That's Machlokas in the Gemara. According to the Rabbanan Shita, whether you have 70 plus in between or 141 plus in between. Good. So again, there are different ways to darshan. Our Meir and the Chachamim both darshan this same pasuk, and they darshan in opposite ways. We have that often, but it's mikra echa darshu. You can look at the same pasuk and darshan it differently. Right? That's the concept of elu ve'elu, divrei Elokim chayim. Right? That's the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel in the Bavli. That you could look at the same topic in halacha and have opposite shitas, right? Mutter, aser, chayev, pater, tamei tahar. Right? The Gemara in Chagiga in the beginning on Dav Gimel, right? The Torah is called the tamei chachamim are called baalei asufos. This is Gemara in Chagiga Dav Gimel. Elu tamei dechachamim she yoshven asufos va'oskin batorah. Halalu metamin v'halalu metarin. Halalu osim v'halalu matirin. Halalu poslin v'halalu machshirin. Shema Yomar Ha'adam Heichani Lamei Torah Me'ata. How can I learn Torah? There are so many opposite shitas. What am I supposed to think? Tamalomar Kulam Nitnu Me'roa Echad. Kel Echad Nisanan Parnas Echad Amran Mipi Adon Kal Hama'asim Baruchu. It's all one source. It's all one force. Even though it looks like opposite, but still one source, right? And that's the beautiful mashal of the Maharal. The Maharal gives the mashal. How could it be? Elu ve'elu, if they're both, how could they both be true? So the Maharal and the Be'er HaGola in the first Be'er, Perek Chamishi, that's where he gives his mashal of the tree. Gives the mashal of the tree. And he says, see if I could find this, the mashal. So he says, Ki kol davar v'davar, I efshar shlo yeh b'china yoser me'achas v'davar echad. Sha'avim ha'davar tamei, I efshar shlo yeh lo otzad b'china shal tara shalma. If it's Tameh, it must have a certain element of Tahar. If it's Tahar, it must have a certain element of Tameh. Everything in Torah is Murkav, is multifaceted. And then he says here, Kamo Sheba Olam, Nimsa Davar Murkav Mehafachim. Just like in the world, you have items that are made up of opposites. V'tucha lomar al ha'etz, su misyaches al yisod ha'mayim. You can say about a tree grows from water. V'chein hu ames, sheish bo min ha'mayim. That's true. V'tucha lomar sheish bo min ha'yisod avir. Maybe you said a tree grows from the air. V'chein hu ames, sheish bo yisod avir. V'lo timsa davar pashal legamri. There's nothing in Torah that is simple. Everything is multifaceted, multi-complicated. V'chein b'torah. It depends what you focus on. Right? If you have a tree and one person says it grows from the water and from the air and from the soil and from the sun, they're all right. It depends on your perspective. So too in Torah. Tamei Torah Aser Mutter. It depends on your perspective. And that is what our Gemara says. They remain the Chachamim darshan the same sukkim, but they darshan it differently because it depends on their perspective. Okay, getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if you have three villages, then the middle one could connect the two outer ones to be one. So how are these three situated? Machlokas. Shmuel says they're all in a line. If they're all in a straight line and the middle one is enough to be able to connect the two outer ones, right? It's within 141 plus to the each of the outer ones. The outer ones are viewed as one big happy tchum, and that's a straight line. Bar Kapara Amar Basim Tzuva. Bar Kapara says no, they're made like a triangle. A tzuva is a tripod, but it makes them based like a triangle, and therefore we could view it ki'ilu, the outer one is inserted in between the two in the bottom of the triangle. And as long as from the two outer ones to the middle is less than 140, they're all considered one big happy tchum. So says the Gemara, Haidenu emsoi, which is the middle one when you have a triangle? Which is the middle one that you're putting inside the other two? Nicha mandamar ba'asuyim shura hahon emsoi. According to the Deah that says that there's the Mishnah's Omar case three in a row, you know what the middle one is. It's clear. Mandamar ba'asuyim tzuva haidenu emsoi. Right, which one? It's not clear to which one to label as the middle one. So Gemara says, any. Amar of Shmuel achui drebar brechya, im tibshach minahein hahanu emsoi, im tibshach minahein hahanu emsoi. Right, if any of the third city, right, encloses the gap to less than 141, then you could view it ki'ilu that third one is in the middle. Either one. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha bar Rabbi Yosef b'Shem Rabbi Chananya ubevad, as long as shelo yehei ha'emsoi muflag yosem epayim amah, as long as the one that you're trying to insert is within 2,000 amos, that is to the ones that you want to insert it in between, that's okay. So it all has to be within 2,000 amos. Amma Yosa or Rebbe Yosa Kashyasa Kumi Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha Taninan. We learned in our Mishnah Mish Bein Shnei Achisonim Me'avar Bam Ba'achas Vishlish. Also, I'm sorry, Shlosh Don Lahatir Shnei Achisonim. So our Mishnah said that you could use the outer one, the triangle. You could stick it in between, insert it to be able to make all of them one big tchum. Hayushnayim Ha'emsoi Maush Yadon Lakan Lakan. What's that question? What if you have five cities? Not three cities, but five cities. And you have one that could be inserted into two different places. Let's say you're going from north to south. You have two on the northern line, then one in the middle, and then two on the southern line. So you could view, if you put the middle one in between the top two and the bottom two, that each could work. But could you do both? Could you view this? Could you view, take this middle city and insert it in an imaginary way in both of them? So Gemara says, Matzricha lebashal yushnayim mahalchin. Right? And the only shaila is if somebody wants to go at the same exact time. Somebody wants to go at the same exact time between the top two cities or the bottom two cities, that's where you have a question of, are you allowed to view it and insert it, imaginarily at the same time? Avalam haya echan mahalich, but if they want to go at separate times, one wants to go from city A to city B in the morning, and one wants to go from city D to city E in the afternoon, then it's okay. Right? You're allowed to view it as if it's inserted, you know, an hour here and then an hour there, even on the same Shabbos. That would be okay. That would be okay. The only Shaila is at the exact same moment. Right? If it's one after another, then for sure it is okay. Because even, again, what's the Gemara's question? Even if you say it's an imaginary insertion, it still might be subject that it can't be tied to the Sasri. Because if this city is Ki'ilu viewed as here right now, then it can't be viewed as somewhere else. Right? This is not like Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi's neshama could be in many different places at the exact same time. Right? But that's the Gemara's question. Maybe you could view that here too. The Gemara doesn't have an answer. You might say this is like a neshama, right? It could be. A body can't be at the exact, in different places at the exact same time. But Eliyahu, that's the Chassam Sofer that we've quoted often. Chassam Sofer in Chelek Vav, Os Tadiches. It's in Simin Sadiches. So he talks there about, he says, Eliyahu HaNavi comes to all the Britot and comes to the Seder. He's coming in his neshama. He's not coming in the guf. Aval ha'emez yo redarko. Very important paragraph. Kimi olam lo al Eliyahu begufo lamala miyad tfachim. Ach nifrida nishmaso migufo sham. Eliyahu's neshama went out of his body. Va neshama ole moshamish lamala bein malachi hasharis. His neshama goes and is serving with the malachim, uv'yom ha'besorah, b'mer v'yameinu, and on the day of the mevaser, he's going to go back into his body. Tislabesh nishmaso k'beguf ha'kadosh halaz. He's going to go back in. Va'az hu g'chalad ha'michach me'inu v'yisrael, v'zeo hu musmach me'rabo achiyah shiloni, and he's a smicha from achiyah, and he's going to restart the smicha as well. V'chein b'chol pam shemizgalu mizra ba'olam hazeh melubash beguf hazach. Often, many stories in Shas that he went back into his body, doesn't go back into his body and he's just mizgala in the neshama harihu malach. Ava b'shalom etoru magala dinim ein l'kvo halacha p'idvarav. Davali rakamo chalom v'ruach. But when he comes back in the physical, so then we would have to treat him like one of the Chachmei HaMesorah. But what do you see from all this? That Eliyahu Navi Bishah, when he's a Neshama, then he could come, you know, different places at different times. So here, are we allowed to view the insertion of the city, both cities at the exact same time? That's the Gemara's question. If it's one after another, for sure it's okay. But if it's at the same time, that's when the question is, because it's imaginary, but it still might not be allowed to have tied to the Sasri, viewed as over here and viewed as over there. Okay, we will stop here.